Realtors around here will tell you there's been a big jump in the number of Chinese nationals buying high-end homes in the Puget Sound area. Bellevue realtor Becco Zhou says she's been so busy the last 2 years, her vacation time has dropped to almost nothing.
This past 2 weeks, I've received about 11 clients, 2 closings that sold 6 homes, and 3 more clients are still looking.
Becco says her buyers are attracted by the good schools and the relatively short flight home. But there's something else luring her Chinese clients to Seattle, a movie. It's known as the Chinese Sleepless in Seattle.
From the movie, they see a beautiful scenery of Seattle, and with a green living environment and with a beautiful setting with water and mountain. In their mind, and this is a place for romance.
The English name for the movie is Finding Mr. Right. The 2013 romantic comedy was one of the best-selling Chinese films of all time. In the movie, the main character arrives here, and she's asked, why Seattle?
Sleepless in Seattle. You know that? I love that movie. I love it.
Now, I haven't seen the movie yet, but Kristen Meinzer has. She is the co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and she told us this movie is inspired by the original Sleepless in Seattle.
There are actually scenes in the movie that you might recognize from Sleepless in Seattle, like on the top of the Empire State Building and so on. But unlike Sleepless in Seattle, we aren't dealing with two Americans who hear each other on the radio and want to find love that way. We have a woman coming from Beijing. She's kind of a gold digger in her late 20s. She's pregnant with the baby of a married man, a very, very well-to-do married man. And he has sent her off to the U.S. so that she can have the baby in the U.S. with the privileges of a U.S. birth, as well as out of the snooping eyes of all the Beijing elite. And while she's in the U.S., she learns to become a little less spoiled, and she falls in love with the person who is taking care of her stateside.
Gold digger discovers her heart of gold.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What's your review, Kristen?
It is the most random assembly of all of the ridiculous tropes of any romantic comedy movie you've ever seen. Name the romantic comedy movie. There is a scene that you will recognize in this, whether it's fortune telling for love or the wedding dress try on montage or the running away on a flight to New York to go shopping or the crazy ex-wife or the way too clever daughter. Everything is in here and it will make you roll your eyes. But at the same time I was rolling my eyes, my heart was warming and maybe full of a little bit of magic, and I couldn't help but fall in love with this movie, as stupid as it is. And yes, it's stupid, but it's super enjoyable.
It got you.
Yes, it sure did. And I must say that this is actually pretty forward-thinking for a Chinese movie. We have not only the birth tourism, but we also have a lesbian couple. We also have a Black Asian couple. And most of these things aren't usually in Chinese films.
Why do you think this movie is so popular in China?
Well, it's popular because of all of those tropes I mentioned, because who doesn't love some romance? Chinese audiences love some romance. But as far as leading to the popularity of Seattle, it's notable that the film isn't actually called Finding Mr. Right in China. It's actually called When Beijing Met Seattle. So Seattle has really been played up in this film. I think that's really resulted in some more interest in Seattle than it might otherwise have had.
And how does the representation of Seattle in this Chinese movie compare to American movies and TV like Singles and Grey's Anatomy or even the original Sleepless in Seattle?
I don't think it does 100% great job at it. The film being made in Vancouver means that there's accidentally some buildings and streets and so on that might be recognizable to people who are in Vancouver. And a lot of this movie actually takes place in the suburbs, which looks so generic that this could be anywhere. So it doesn't do the best job of showing Seattle, but I think what it really does do is sell the idea of what we think Seattle is. I'll confess also, I'm a major Grey's Anatomy fan, so nothing's going to compare to that.
What is that idea of what we think Seattle is?
I think we think of it as modern, as there's money, there's tourism, that it's got a little bit of the magic of places on the West Coast, and yet it's a little bit more laid back. So there's more rainy walks. There's a little more chance to go shopping at Pike's Market. There are those wonderful moments of looking over the ocean or seeing greenery, things that we don't always think of with other West Coast cities.
This movie was one of China's top grossing films of all time. It made more than $85 million there. What does all this say about the growing influence of the Chinese movie audience?
I think that the U.S. has come to realize that Chinese audiences not only are huge, but that translates to a lot of ticket sales. And one example you can see this in is how we've changed our films, not just with the casting, but even with the plots. Do you remember the remake of Red Dawn a few years ago?
Yes, where they changed it from being Chinese enemies to, was it?
North Korean ones, right. Yeah, so it even figures into the plot sometimes. We are trying our best in American films to, you know, curry favor with the Chinese audiences.
We've been talking about the so-called Chinese Sleepless in Seattle, or When Beijing Met Seattle. This movie has raised the reputation of our city in China, especially for people looking to move to the States. What other movies have influenced migration or tourism like this?
There have been a number of films, actually, in China that have been popular enough to get Chinese audiences to either come to the U.S. or to come to other cities where the films take place. A recent example of this is 2012. There was a Thailand set movie called Lost in Thailand. And when it came out, tourism increased by nearly 100% for Chinese people in Thailand. And then there's another film that just came out this year called Somewhere Only We Know. It's the first ever Chinese film to be set in Prague. And in the Czech Republic, tourism has gone up 119% with Chinese tourists this last year. So there is a real effect that happens there.
Bottom line, Kristen Meinzer, you watched this film, The Chinese Answer to Sleepless in Seattle. Did it make you want to move to Seattle?
It did not make me want to move to Seattle, but it did actually make me want to see some more Chinese romantic comedies.
Did it make you want to see Vancouver?
I would go to Vancouver anytime. I love Vancouver.
Well, we hope to get you here, Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, watching and commenting for us. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you so much.